You are listening to the SME Showcase Show, Financial Capital Markets episode, where our next speaker is the esteemed Jim Cook from National Financial Group.
Jim Cook is a registered representative and investment advisor representative of Equity Services Incorporated. Securities and investment advisory services are offered solely through registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Equity Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC, 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1700, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338, 770-512-5100. Equity Services Incorporated is a broker-dealer and registered investment advisor affiliate of National Life Insurance Company, Montpelier, Vermont. National Financial Services Group and all other entities are independent of Equity Services Incorporated.
Well, good morning, Jim. Tell us what you do at National Financial Services Group, if you would.
Well, we're a comprehensive financial services firm that coordinates all areas of our clients' financial needs, including retirement planning, investments, saving for college, as well as implementing strategies to protect assets they already have. That includes risk management, life insurance, disability, health. We don't sell property and casualty insurance, but we still will take a look at it to make sure they have the proper type of coverage. We've been in Atlanta since 1896 in some type of affiliation. National Life Insurance opened a life insurance agency here in 1896, and so we've got a long history, and we have over 100 financial advisors and professionals.
Well, what are the three biggest challenges, Jim, in the financial services industry over the past 10 years?
That's a good question. Number one, financial services industry has become commoditized with providers trying to provide all things to all people. And you can actually go into a super Walmart. I saw a company selling life insurance inside of a Walmart. So with that, these really muddy the waters for consumers. And as it was said earlier, information is not knowledge. And that has really muddied the waters in our industry. Number two, the regulatory environment has really changed and really got more difficult for us, and that's a good thing. We see that as a good thing for the consumers. And then number three, information via internet is more readily available, which is a double-edged sword. And then when you have social media involved in our industry, we're one of the most regulated industries there are, that consumers are aware of all this and have become more sensitive. But again, they don't have the knowledge to execute the things that they need to have done.
Yes, well, that's a very interesting perspective. And how has your firm positioned itself to adapt to these changes, Jim?
Well, we work under a team approach model. We feel that no one can be an expert in all areas. And so we have associates who work together, specialize in various areas of the financial services. Their designations include CFPs, CHFCs, JDs, and CPAs, who bring their combined expertise together to come up with financial strategies to address our clients' unique situations. We're increasing oversight and education on our associates so that our clients continue to take care of the way they should be taken care of, and this allows us to meet or exceed the goals of the regulators. Lastly, we have a renewed focus on financial education. The key for a successful long-term relationship in our industry is an educated client who's in a position to make more informed choices. We also upgrade our technology, which includes a new website offering wealth of resources on a wide range of topics that consumers can tap into the information anytime they want.
Yes, that's a lot of information there. And what advice would you give to our listeners, Jim, in planning their futures?
Well, for the younger people, it's pretty simple. You live on less and you save more. When the 401k came out, I don't think people were as educated in the 70s as they should have been of how much money they needed to put away. And then as taxes continue to grow, the tax implication to affect distribution in retirement is going to have an enormous effect on retirees.
So from a jobs perspective, do you see this sector growing or shrinking in the next 10 years, Jim?
Well, definitely growing. It's really a great time to consider a career in our industry. During the recession, two things happened. First, a significant number of financial service professionals left the industry. We consider that a good thing since many of those who dropped out are what we call transactional. In other words, they were product-oriented and often only sold a single product instead of using a process approach in which the client's entire financial situation is addressed. Secondly, many of our clients who were formerly do-it-yourselfers realized that it may be impossible to know everything you need to know to manage your finances effectively, and they began to recognize the value of working with a financial professional. So recent studies shown by LIMRA, which is Life Insurance Market Research Association, show that an aging group of advisors nearing retirement, which is the three of us in this room, are looking to retire, and there are a massive number of baby boomers, about 10,000 every day turning 65, who will be retiring over the next decade, along with what we call the largest transfer of wealth in our history.
Yes, and who should consider a career in the financial industry, Jim?
Well, we look for a four-year college degree, first of all. Our associates come from diverse backgrounds with varying college degrees. A common misconception is that we're only looking for finance majors. Some of our most successful associates have had successful sales backgrounds. We can teach a salesperson the financial side of the business if they have the aptitude to learn. We also look for candidates with an innate need to help people. The financial services industry is what we call a contact sport. We're in the people business, and successful advisors have built a tremendous network and are naturals at developing relationships. And our whole goal is when we bring someone in, a prospective client, is we want to become their trusted financial advisor. So I like to say that when we get in the elevator with someone, by the time we get off, they not only know the person's name, but they do what they do, where they work, and how many children they have. And finally, we need to be self-starters with good time management skills and money-motivated mentality. They set their own schedule, so that internal drive is so critical. We tell candidates that this is about working hard to build your own practice and build your own business with our support and our resources. The industry offers an unlimited earning potential, so we're looking for driven individuals that see value in that. The idea is that we are in business for themselves, but not by themselves.
Well, we appreciate that perspective, Jim. Before our next speaker, Brad Stonecipher from Peachtree Planning, we will take a short break to hear an association announcement from the IARCP. Now we'll hear from Jim Cook from National Financial Services. Your thoughts for our listeners, Jim?
Well, I think that if you enjoy helping people, and if you have an innate need, if your primary innate need is to help people and serve others, this is a great business to be into, because one of three things is going to happen to everybody. Either we live too long, we die too soon, or we become ill. And those are things that are going to happen in our lives, but it's a great opportunity to work with people, because once you get them to financial independence, what is that worth when someone knows that they can live for the rest of their life the way they want to, in their dignity, and not have the fear of running out money? So it's a huge opportunity. And I think if that's something that you'd like to do, you really need to entertain the thought of getting into this industry.
Guest speaker Jim Cook from National Financial Services.
Thank you very much.